Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we found the time to watch the vampire movie Renfield. Emily watched it on a plane.
Yes, I did. I definitely had time. I had time. Oh my god, that flight was only 5 hours, but dude, it felt like 5 hours. I was ready. I was ready to not be on a plane anymore. And that's how it was the last time I came back from Buffalo too. I was just anxious to just land.
Yeah.
And no longer be on a plane.
Going home is kind of the worst when you're on a plane because you kind of just, you're like waiting to be home and you just really want to be home in your own bed. And like, you know, unfortunately, yeah, exactly. You didn't even get to do that. So you had to wait a little
bit. No, I did. I did go home.
Oh my God. What a long day. Well, anyway, you watched Renfield.
I still went home.
On the plane. Did you like it?
It was okay. It was fine, I guess. It was fine.
I feel similarly. You know, there was actually some pretty funny comedy in this, so I did enjoy pieces of it, I think. And I liked the cast a lot. I had no idea that Awkwafina was in this movie. And honestly,
neither did I.
I love Awkwafina, so this was a big highlight, and she was great in it. She was pretty funny in it. So that was good.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff lately. I like her too, and I thought her character was really cute. She was just a cop who took after her father.
Yeah,
was also a cop.
Yeah. In this corrupt town.
FBI agent or something?
She was like the forensics department.
Oh, okay. Forensics. And did you recognize someone else in this movie, Alessandra?
Ben Schwartz? Or Nicholas Holt?
No!
Brandon Scott Jones? I love him.
Yeah!
Yes.
From Ghosts!
Yes, I love Brandon Scott Jones. He was also in that movie, the one with Rebel Wilson, where she was like it was like a rom-com one. Remember?
I haven't watched a Rebel Wilson movie in a while.
I feel like you watched this with me or something. It was like the one where she hits her head and then everything becomes like a rom-com for her. You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't it romantic?
Yes, yes, we went and saw that together, I think. Isn't it romantic?
Feel Pretty? Wait, was that
No, 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 that feel, one was with, no. That I Feel Pretty was with Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's right! Okay.
Yeah. But Isn't It Romantic? You and I went to go see that, and he was in that too. But yes, now Brandon Scott Jones is more well known for us from Ghosts, which is like one of my favorite TV shows. I love Ghosts.
I think by the time we saw this, like, I didn't know who he was. Like, we hadn't watched Ghosts. So,
yeah, that Isn't It Romantic?
I didn't know who this guy was.
But this movie was very action-packed and kind of funny, but also kind of riding on the coattails of like What We Do in the Shadows, kind of a little bit. just a little bit more creepy and scary than what we do in the shadows, but the, like, you know, kind of like regretful familiar aspect of that.
Yeah. But it was very like day in the life of kind of like situational type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll agree with you. What We Do in the Shadows-esque vibes.
But fun. I thought this movie was fun. I did enjoy watching it.
I thought the blood CG was a little bad.
There was a lot.
Why the blood looks like that? Why did it look like that?
There was so much gore in this movie. Like, and I think that was kind of part of it. Like, it definitely was part of the hilarity of it, I think, of just like the various ways that Renfield would like kill people was just really, really grotesque and silly. Because he had like
definitely really more on the silly side. He was like chopping people in half, mm-hmm. very, very unrealistic almost.
Oh, yeah,
almost
yeah.
Very, just very stunt, very stunt like, and very just like.
Campy almost, like, just like,
yeah,
very unrealistic on purpose. And also the plot was just also really unrealistic. It was kind of just like supposed to be a spoof on itself and like a corrupt town full of corrupt cops and like a crime family where, you know, the son Tedward Lobo can get away with anything, played by Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, who was very funny. I actually liked his character arc a lot. I thought it was very, with him running into Dracula. So I looked up Renfield to see if it was like based off of something, because for some reason I thought like I felt like I had seen or heard of Renfield, like, I don't know, from a long time ago, but it wasn't. It's just based off of like the Dracula character. So I think this is completely original. I think. I'm pretty sure.
I couldn't find anything. This is an interesting little, like, blurb that they have here on the IMDb. It says, Renfield, Dracula's henchman and inmate at the lunatic asylum for decades, longs for a life away from the Count, his various demands, and all of the bloodshed that comes with them. Is the lunatic asylum, like, supposed to be, like, a pretend, like, a cage for him to be, like, under his boss, played by Nicolas Cage?
I don't know.
Who was absolutely nothing but just earnest the whole time.
I don't know. This blurb is confusing.
You know, also what this movie kind of reminded me of, honestly, was, like, the way that the gore and the, like, kind of twist on the genre, like, the kind of horror genre that it was, like, trying to, not parody, but, like, comment on, was similar to the way that I think, I literally had on the tip of my tongue, the other one that Nicolas Cage was in with Aaron Taylor Johnson and Chloe Grace Moretz.
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, yes. That was also very similarly, like, really, really gory, action-focused, has Nicolas Cage in it, you know? Really trying to kind of, like, counteract the real, like, what it's like to be an actual, like, superhero and kind of like the death and scariness that comes with that. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it wasn't exactly the same kind of tone, but it just reminded me of it.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't expecting the whole, like, toxic relationships group therapy, like, happening with Renfield. I knew, like, pretty much nothing about this movie. I don't even know if I'd seen a trailer. But I know I'd seen, like, posters and stuff and promos for it, but I don't know if I actually watched the full trailer of what this was exactly. But yeah, I kind of liked it. This movie was kind of all over the place, because if you think about it, so he's... It, like, it was all over the place, but it still kind of came together at the end. Mm-hmm. But, like, so he goes to these meetings to Nicholas Holt's character, Renfield. He goes to these meetings to meet these people's abusers, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's who he feeds to Dracula, because Dracula is wounded. He is trying to gain power again. Which, in a very grotesque way, gee, he looked, oh god, he was, like, peeling.
Yeah.
And he was so nasty.
He got exposed to the sun, so he needed to, like, regrow again.
Yes, he did. And so he needed blood. And... But then he wanted a specific type of blood than what Nicholas Holt was giving him. And so then he was trying to find... So I guess
he wanted like the blood of pure people instead of like criminals, because apparently the blood of criminals was like not as good as like a busload of cheerleaders.
Yeah, which I mean, I'm not sure how pure a bus full of cheerleaders is, but like that's fine.
They're not
That's true. They're not criminals. But they're like high schoolers. I don't know. To me, high schoolers aren't pure.
Well, come on. I mean,
they should be.
He was like unsuspecting tourists, and you know, just like good people and stuff.
And nuns.
Yeah, nuns.
And nuns.
You know, and he kept saying like,
what was his restaurant that they went into? I feel like I left this movie. I seriously. I had to watch those two movies back to back. So I was trying to fit, like, I thought that Renfield was going to be longer, or like, I thought, the other movie I watched was going to be longer too. So I was like, definitely trying to fit them both in. So I like immediately watched the second film after this and didn't even think twice about this movie. Like I literally forgot about it until I sat down right now to record this with you. So now everything is just coming back. Because I just pushed it from my memory until this exact moment. So who owned this restaurant that they went to? This, like, what was it called? It was called, like,
Malotte's.
Yeah.
Which is what it's called in True Blood.
What's called that?
Malotte's,
Eric's place?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, I think it is. I think that's where Suki works. Suki. That's where she works.
At the diner.
Yeah.
No, that's Merlot.
Oh, Merlot. Well, anyways, this one was Malotte, and it was just like a New Orleans restaurant.
A place for criminals but the nuns went there.
Everybody went there. Everybody it was just a regular bar. There was nothing special about it. It was just a place that Renfield liked to go.
It looks so special from the outside. It looks so evil. Like, I wanted it to be...
That's what everything in New Orleans looks like.
I wanted it to be the hub of something. Like, I wanted it to be the place.
It was not that. It was only the place where they could be led to Renfield so that Awkwafina could find him there. And then...
Yes. I mean, she didn't know who she was looking for.
No, she thought she could find whoever murdered those, like, guys. But then it was also related to the Lobos, and so, Teddy Lobo.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the plot
So we knew the Lobos were drug dealers.
Yeah.
And
horrible people.
And
Murderers.
Okay.
Like, they brought Teddy Lobo into the cops, and he's sitting there, and he's just confessing to everything. He's like, I killed this person, we did this deal, you know, and he's just, like, explaining everything, and then his, like, lawyer comes in, and Awkwafina's like, I can't believe you, like, he's literally just explaining that he just did the crime, and you're just letting him go, because everybody's corrupt, and except for her.
He's sitting there confessing to every crime.
he just did a bunch of FUs to a room full of cops, and then the other cop, Alex or whatever, like, looks at her, and he's like, hey, you know, you say FU to me all the time. She goes, fuck you, Alex, or whatever.
Yeah.
That was funny. Like, she's funny to me. I love her. She was, like, the only not corrupt cop, her and her sister, at this whole entire police station.
Yeah, even her partner was corrupt. It was sad.
That's kind of the reach. Like, it's supposed to be silly. Like, oh, all the cops are corrupt. Oh, like, no one can actually win in this scenario. They sided with Dracula. You know, it's just, it's very hokey. But I kind of like that. Like, I think that comedy horror films are definitely enjoyable to me. I like them better than just straight horror movies sometimes. It depends on how good they are.
Yeah, exactly. I liked when the Lobos and Dracula teamed up. They were, and then they were all familiars. That was pretty crazy.
And they have to eat those bugs to, like, get energy.
Yeah, when they were in the car and Nicholas Holt was eating all the bugs, and he was like, she's like, it's in every tooth. It's like, oh, do I have some in my teeth? She's like, it's every tooth, in every tooth.
This movie was
all right. This movie was all right. Would I watch it again? I don't think so. I think once was enough for me.
I like that they gave Nicolas Cage, like, too many teeth. That's always really frightening.
A ton of, like, tiny teeth.
Mm-hmm. Like, really skinny, sharp teeth. Like, a ton of them.
Oh, God. And then when his fangs got ripped out and he grew them back. Oh, my gosh. And then when they were just beating on him at the end, like, just with the hammer and the, mm-hmm. and the gun and everything. Gosh. For good reason, I started this movie on the plane, and it's like, be courteous if there's any young ones around you. This movie could have some adult content in it. And I looked around, and I was like, okay, I don't see any kids. And so I was like, okay, I'm all clear.
It was very gory, you know?
Yeah, I guess I also wasn't expecting, like, how much action it really was. I guess, mm-hmm. I kind of thought it was going to just be more on the spoof, like, vampire spoof type of movie, and it was just going to be kind of, like, stupid and funny and sexual mostly. Like, I think that's kind of where I thought this movie was going.
Mm-hmm.
So when it really wasn't anything like that, it was interesting.
I liked,
there's also a video game for this movie.
What?
Yeah. It's called a Renfield Bring Your Own Blood.
Oh my god. What?
I was very briefly reading the Wikipedia page today. Renfield Bring Your Own Blood. I want to see what this. Oh, it's on Steam. Okay. Oh, the art's kind of cute.
Really?
It's kind of like a... Oh. It's kind of a roguelike. What are the video game terms? Action roguelike. Bullet hell. These are like gaming terms that I barely understand, I think. It's just kind of like a... It looks like you just enter a room and you just kill a ton of enemies. Like, you've just got...
Okay.
You just collect weapons, and you just run around. It's kind of like a dungeon crawler, maybe, a little bit.
Okay.
Looks pretty cute, though.
I really liked when Renfield got the gumption to walk away from his abusive, codependent relationship with Dracula, and then he gets himself an apartment, and that, like, song that's like, I'm ready, you know, and he like starts dance. He like starts cleaning and
the Lizzo song.
Yes, the Lizzo song, and he like cleans his house.
I'm ready.
It's so cute. And then he just like
Lizzo's canceled.
I know, but her music is great.
It really is. I'm kind of sad. I was really getting into her music when she got canceled.
I'm sorry.
I really like that song.
I know. That song is great.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah, I do like
to
that song.
Love, to be loved. To be loved.
It's a very cute song.
It's a good song.
Nicholas Holt is just a wee babe, and I've loved him for a long time. He's definitely great. I'm glad to see him being a leading man in this. And I have to watch The Great, actually, because I've been really wanting to watch it, and I just have not, like, started it and watched it, even though it got canceled.
Same with me. I got, like, two. Yes. So, okay. So, it did get canceled after how many seasons?
I think, like, three. But it's still good.
Yeah, I think I had gotten a couple episodes into season one and then fell off. I kept starting it and then falling off. Like, I just could not get into it for some reason. And then I think Casey finished season one and they were waiting for me to get to season two because they were like waiting to watch season two for me to catch up. And then I never caught up. Maybe I'll try again. Maybe I'll finally try again.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break and then we can talk about trivia to kind of get us talking about more interesting things about the movie.
Okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, I am back. We are back with some trivia.
Just Alessandra's back. I'm
just
not here.
Me. You got to take a shower. So, bye, Emily.
I do have to do that. All right, I was looking at some other movies that Chris McKay directed, and he did the Lego Batman movie
and the Lego movie
Robot Chicken. Or he edited.
Oh, okay.
He edited a Lego movie.
So despite a history of turning down non-leading roles in studio films, Nicolas Cage signed on to play Dracula. It was a lifelong dream of his to portray the legendary figure. And he did it. He did it pretty good, I would say.
Played Dracula?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how many different Draculas I've seen. Who else
Not
played
too
Dracula?
Many. I think we should definitely watch the one with Christopher Lee. And I'd also really love to watch the Francis Ford Coppola Dracula, actually, with Keanu Reeves. That was actually directed by Nicolas Cage's uncle. Well, which is what it says here in the trivia.
Yep, here we go. Directed Bram Stoker's Dracula.
That's funny.
The studio wanted Cage instead of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that one might have been better. Keanu Reeves is very good, though. It's just, you know, he's not the best actor. He's just really pretty.
I also think he has the cheekbones. The cheek, like, he's got the
Yeah.
Like the very like slim like pointed face.
Before he was Neo in the Matrix, he definitely had a very naive, like young, kind of dumb way about him that obviously is great in like Bill and Ted. But also even in Dangerous Liaisons, remember we watched that? Like,
young, dumb face.
Yeah, he's so cute, and he's just so naive. And it just, like, that's his, like, vibe. And, you know, we also have to watch Much Ado About Nothing, because he's in that, too. And, like, when he's young, like, before he's Neo. Because I think once he is Neo, it changes, like, everything after that. Like, his actor, like...
Much Ado About Nothing with Kenneth Branagh in it?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
When he I watched that.
Isn't he in it? Isn't Keanu in it?
Yes.
Yes,
he is.
I haven't watched that.
Oh my god. I watched this movie. I think I rented it from Netflix when I was in college. I watched so many movies in college. I barely remember.
We should have been doing a podcast then. Oh my god.
We should have. We could have.
We didn't even listen to any podcasts at that time.
I still don't. Let's see.
You know what this was still better than, Emily? Was that insane episode of Young Indiana Jones where he goes to Vlad the Impaler's house. Do you remember that?
Really?
This is better. Yes, that episode was...
Are you sure?
Bat shit.
It was. Was that with the light ball?
Yes, with the fucking light ball. Oh, I think about that all the time. Oh.
Was that with the light ball?
Yeah.
So dumb.
Oh, I'm going to read this. Okay. Renfield syndrome, also known as clinical vampirism, is a rare psychiatric disorder where an individual has an intense fascination with drinking blood or believing themselves to be a vampire. This syndrome is named after the character R.M. Renfield from Bram Stoker's novel Dracula, who consumed live insects to obtain their life force. There you go, Emily.
Oh.
You were literally asking where this came from, and that was...
So Renfield is a character in Dracula.
In Bram Stoker's Dracula, yeah.
Man, I have that book. I need to read it.
What?
Yeah!
What?
I have it! Yeah! I was not able to read it before this podcast, but yeah.
You know what I really want to know? So it says that this castle that was featured is called Neuschwanstein. And it's in...
In the beginning?
The beginning, which was very cute. In the Romanesque Revival style, located in Hohenschwangau, Bavaria, Germany. And I gotta know if this is the same one that was in the Young Indiana Jones. Because I feel like they probably use that for Vlad the Impaler's, let's see, castle, Young Indiana Jones, let's see.
Oh, so they didn't just like I thought the way it looked, and you know, airplane screens are only as good as they are. And I thought that they just kind of like CG'd Nicolas Cage like just over other like black and white footage of a castle.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
That's how it looked. But it said there's I guess didn't say they filmed there.
The Transylvania episode. Oh man.
Not finding it?
No. It's kind of hard to find exactly where these things were filmed in the Young Indiana Jones.
You know what information? You know what where that information should be?
In
your Indiana Jones book?
It probably is, actually, in that book. All right. Let's see. Nicolas Cage started producing especially to get Shadow of the Vampire made in 2000. During a Q&A Reddit, Nicholas Holt revealed that Cage also edited that movie. Oh, cool. Oh. I guess he produced this as well. Oh my god, this film is set in New Orleans, where Nicolas Cage already has a pyramid-shaped tomb waiting for him in St. Louis Cemetery number 1.
What?
He bought himself a tomb already to be buried in when he dies, and it's located in New Orleans in his cemetery. And it's pyramid-shaped.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
People That's do so that.
Random. He must have really liked New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's so random.
I'd love that is in the trivia, because that's some legit trivia.
That, I'd say, we need a lot of trivia. That's really good trivia. Oh my god,
listen to this one. Nicolas Cage had his teeth filed down in order to have a more natural-looking fit and better enunciation while wearing his Dracula prosthetics. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nicolas Cage?
Yes!
Permanently filed his teeth down.
Yes! I'm like actually shocked. This is even more shocking than having a pyramid-shaped tomb in New Orleans. What the fuck?
No, the pyramid-shaped tombstone is still wigging me out, but the fact that Nicolas Cage's teeth are now permanently shorter because of this film.
Oh my god, in the movie The Weatherman in 2005, Nicolas Cage and Nicholas Holt played father and son.
Okay.
I can't.
You made it sound like that one was going to be like the craziest of them all. That's cute.
Oh, this one's pretty good. Nicolas Cage is the 5th Academy Award winner to play Dracula after Morgan Freeman, Jack Palance, David Niven, and Gary Oldman.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Gary Oldman played Dracula?
Yes, in the Francis Ford Coppola one.
Oh. Okay. Uh-huh. Let's see. Oh, this one's kind of interesting. Renfield of the original story was 59 years old when he fell under Dracula's power. This version of Renfield appears much younger. Nicholas Holt was 33 during filming. Yeah. So actually 59 in the book.
Okay. Oh, yes, they are edited seamlessly. You did say that. All right. Well, oh, you know what? This is cute. Renfield arrives back at his apartment and sees Dracula waiting inside. He glances back at his welcome mat, which reads, "Welcome, come on in." And then, you know, they have to be invited, and Renfield had put a little welcome mat out in the front so he could just come right in. That was very cute.
That is definitely the modern way for vampires to be welcomed into a home.
All right, that's all I got right. for
Can
the.
Get to... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, what's going on? Okay, the link to Metacritic is messed up, so I gotta do it manually. Stupid Metacritic.
What? Really? It's broken?
It's for some reason it wouldn't work, so I have to search it. It's fine, I found it. Oh no! Okay, actually, the actual Metacritic page is broken, so we're just gonna have to read what is on the IMDb.
But we're not gonna know how many people...
What the breakdown is. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, Metacritic's down. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to read the plot keywords here.
Okay.
I just had them where they go. Here they go. Vampire, police officer, Dracula character, no opening credits, support group. There were no opening credits?
That is crazy that that is, like, one of the top, like, plot keywords, too.
There were no opening credits? Oppenheimer had no opening credits?
No.
Yes, they did.
No.
What?
No.
Really?
No. None.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse? Wow, I guess a lot of movies don't have opening credits. I just don't notice. Okay. Wow. The new Little Mermaid? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of movies All right. don't.
Wow. Interesting. All right, so from the from just the page that we can see, since Metacritic's broken, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positive reviews and 2 mixed reviews.
To equal a 53 Metascore. So I guess the lowest you can read is a 50, Emily.
No, I'm sure there's a lower one. Damn it, I want to read it.
It's not working.
Damn it. Maybe if I just click it a few more times. So...
I'm looking on Metacritic, and then when I search on Metacritic and click the movie Renfield, it says it's not there. So the page is down at the moment.
So just this movie isn't working?
Let me click another one. Let's click on this. Yeah, none of it's working. It's down. All of Metacritic is
down.
Oh,
yeah. I just clicked Five Nights at Freddy's, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the lowest I can read here is a 50 from Variety. Cage's Dracula sipping blood out of a martini glass is so quick, so enthralled to his legend that he'll slice you with sarcasm. It's a witty and luscious performance, unhinged but never out of control, and it deserved a movie that could serve as a pedestal for the actor's seasoned flamboyance.
Wow.
This person just talking about loves him. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yes. It was a pretty good 50.
Yeah. I definitely would have liked to have seen Nicolas Cage in a different sort of Dracula film.
Sure. He's very earnest. And his tactics to be a manipulative abuser were like kind of like Mother Gothel level, like, narcissist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Nicholas Holt's like, I deserve to be loved and to be my own person. And he's just like, you know, you're the one pathetic. Who left your family. You suck. Like, without me, you'd be nothing. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to read the 65 from the rap. It says, Holt's charm and sweetness is tempered by Cage's showy, maniacal performance as Dracula. And it's frustrating that there aren't more scenes where the two just play off each other.
Yeah, that's true. They're really not in the same room too often. And the scene, and one of the strongest scenes is probably the one where he goes back to his apartment and Dracula's there. And they have like their whole, like the whole climax of the movie basically. And then Dracula starts killing people.
Yep.
Yeah. I actually would have rather we get have more scenes of them, because I don't know how.
Like, it was a lot of Awkwafina. It was like a lot of the other stuff.
It was, and I liked Awkwafina. And they were like pushing, Awkwafina's character and Nicholas Holt's character to be like romantic, right? But then they like kind of
no. Didn't? I think he just wanted to be more like her. I think he just really respected her.
He was like about to ask her on a date.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it kind of like just fizzled out. Like it just kind of didn't go anywhere.
I think he just really, like, he saw her be a hero and stand up to her for herself, and it like inspired him a lot. And I think it kind of like made him. Yeah, maybe he wanted to take her out on a date. and they kind of did go on a date at one point, like kind of, but they were like in the middle of trying to get back to Dracula and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It kind of like, it was kind of starting, but then they're like, oh.
Well, you got to work on yourself.
Kidnapped your sister.
I mean, you this guy really yourself. Needs to.
Oh. And then, so what's the picture of Dracula's blood supposed to be for at the end?
When everyone's like already healed.
Okay. Everybody's yeah, everyone, healed. Everyone was. Yeah, everyone was already healed. So why. Why was there still. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Also, he, like, they got healed within like blood for? A day of them all just laying around there dead. No one picked up their bodies or anything. I guess they were all really busy doing other stuff.
Right. Yeah. I thought they'd be too dead to be brought back to life. Because then wouldn't like they be vampires?
The guy who was the leader, you know, he was the ghosts guy. He was like, there's, yeah. We just went from the other side and now we'll always know things that we wish we didn't know.
Things you can't unsee, no matter how much you wish.
He's really Which funny. I love him.
Is cute because he is a ghost.
Oh, I love that show so much.
It's so good. I don't think I'm caught up. I think there's some more episodes I need to watch. All right, I got two 83s to pick from. Do we go with our old reliable? We go with Consequence?
Yeah. My brother's boss, right. Liz.
Renfield knows exactly what it wants to achieve and does so effectively, anchored by its lead performances and some very enjoyable super violent action sequences, which earn its R rating, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Great.
For sure.
Well,
okay, I actually kind of like the Collider one, though, so I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
The Collider also gave it an 83. Director McKay seems to understand the special balance between terror and camp, and it's that which makes Renfield, which premiered this week at Overlook Film Festival, such a delight to watch.
Yeah, terror and camp. That's why I did say that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And now we know that it premiered this week at the Overlook Film Festival.
Sure did.
For sure that was months ago. All right. Anything else we want to say about Renfield?
I think that people look scarier with more teeth. I think that's my takeaway from this.
That's your takeaway?
Yeah.
My takeaway is that Nicholas Holt looks really cute in pastel sweaters.
Oh, yeah. He does.
Aw, he does. He really does. All right. This was a pretty good plane movie to watch.
Oh, I would say.
If ever you guys find yourselves on a plane, throw this guy on. It was a good plane movie.
And it was
for sure.
Last time you were on a plane, we were coming back from London and we watched that other Nicolas Cage movie, the Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah. Did I watch any when I... Oh my gosh! And then, Alessandra, I also watched... I'm just going to tack this on really quickly. So after I watched both movies, I still had time to watch something else. So I watched... There's this little character called Tiny Chef or something, or Little Chef, uh-huh. on TikTok. It's like a little stop motion artist,
yes.
who would like make little TikTok videos stop motion. And it's this little like green... This little green thing with like a kind of a funny voice.
Yeah.
That like kind of has a lisp. And like kind of, I don't know, you can't really understand him too well, but he's really cute.
I think I saw him in the commercial in the like.
He's in the commercial for the shopping.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Where you have to like check the fruit or something. Yes. Uh-huh. That's Tiny Chef. So Tiny Chef has a Nickelodeon show.
Okay.
And I watched a couple episodes and they were pretty cute.
Oh, that's.
It's like a little cooking show.
Yeah.
And I watched like three episodes. It was actually really cute. And they're like double. So like they're two like little mini episodes in one episode. And they're like 25 minutes long, but they were, it was super cute. And after both those movies, I needed something a little lighthearted.
DoorDash. It's not Grubhub. It's DoorDash. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure. Glad that you enjoyed those.
I did. All right. I think that's all we have to say about Renfield.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. You can also email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.